Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's time for What You Watching Wednesday.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
What you watching in there?
Americans love television. They wean their kids on it.
USA television much better.
You've been watching too many of those live television shows.
Well, it's the day you've been waiting for, Gary. I know tonight you will be spellbound as you sit in front of your television waiting for Bravo to dial up The Real Housewives of Orange County season 17.
Oh, that's tonight?
No, I didn't remember that was tonight. We've spent some time talking about reality shows during What You Watching Wednesday because they're ubiquitous now. I mean, there was a time when reality show was such a weird new thing. Shows like Survivor and The Real World and stuff like that sort of broke ground when it came to the genre. But one of the guys behind a bunch of reality shows is Arthur Smith, and he's out with a new book called Reach, Hard Lessons and Learned Truths from a Lifetime in Television.
I've always wanted to talk to one of these producer genies that's able to manufacture and come up with and orchestrate these great reality shows. Arthur Smith is known for Emmy-nominated American Ninja Warrior and Fox's longest-running competition show, Hell's Kitchen. And Arthur, has this been as much fun as it looks like?
Oh yes. Listen, you're talking about your love of television, guys. And you know, I grew up as a very, very shy kid. Television kept me company. Hard to believe as I'm talking now, but, you know, coming up with these ideas has been great. I spent my background prior to starting my company 23 years ago. I was actually at Fox Sports. The greatest reality show is sports. and prior to that, I was with Dick Clark. And so, you know, having my own company, because I've been a sports guy and entertainment guy, it allows me to do all of these things. When I started my company, it was 2000, so reality really wasn't, or at least it was the beginning of reality television, or what people call reality television. I like to call it nonfiction television because I think the genre is, like, so big. When you correctly pointed out that Survivor and Real World, they were kind of like the two cornerstone shows that launched what we now call reality television. Survivor is the structured reality of which Hell's Kitchen was a part of, Paradise Hotel, which we did in the past. And then Real World is the unstructured reality, which flows from that is shows like The Kardashians and Real Housewives. So I'm not even sure I answered your question, but I'm so excited to talk about TV that I just started to ramble.
Well, and here's my favorite part about this. Arthur's name has been out there and everybody has seen it, but you see it as A. Smith and Company Productions. That's how you see it. And I mean, you talk about over 200 television shows with the A. Smith and Company Productions logo on it. And then people go, oh, I know all of those things, or every show. I love has that logo on it.
You were instrumental in starting Fox Sports Net, and I got to say thank you. That was my first internship was Fox Sports Net Bay Area 500 years ago when Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent were fighting with each other up there. have you ever had any ideas, like crazy reality ideas that did not pan out, where you went in there and you said, all right, what do you guys think about this? And they just said, oh, Arthur, no, that's too far.
That usually is the case. You know, my book is all about reaching and doing things that you think were outside of your grasp, or reaching beyond what you think people may appreciate that you appreciate, to find out that they actually work. You know, I know there's been a bunch, but there was one crazy show that we did called I Survived, the Japanese game show, which ended up getting on the air on ABC. But when we pitched it, they thought we were out of our minds. I mean, I remember the executive was looking at me like I had two heads on. So, and we ended up doing it. It was crazy. And we shot an entire series in Japan. I think it's the only primetime show that has been entirely shot in Japan, only American show, that I should say. So, but you know, I believe that you know, the genre, this genre, reality television, nonfiction television, whatever you want to call it, that innovation and freshness is where the hits come from. There's two shows that, you know, our two longest running shows, American Ninja Warrior. I mean, it's illogical for an obstacle course show to be working on primetime and NBC. So the journey had how we got there and how it became this show that is now in its 15th season is covered in my book. But it's, you know, it was an out there idea at the time. Now there's similar shows like that, because think an obstacle course show would work, but there's more to the show than the course. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we believe are in the DNA of Ninja that makes it. And even Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay is one of the biggest stars on television. But at the time, in 2004, no one knew who Gordon Ramsay was in America, unless you were a foodie. I mean, he was well known in the UK. He was a Michelin star chef. And so there had never been a successful food show on network television. So when we did it way back in 2004, Fox was very nervous about putting the show on the air. And as a matter of fact, it happened at a time when reality was having some failures. Now, when reality started, there was a lot of shows that were working, Survivor and Amazing Race, and all these shows seemed to be working. And then there was this point where nothing was working. And people were saying, the genre is dead. It's over. Now, obviously not true, but at that point they did. And Hell's Kitchen was produced during that time, and it sat on the shelf for 6 months. And I was going nuts. I was trying to get, please put this show on the air. I know it was Gordon's amazing. This concept of the show, I believe in so much. And after 6 months of pushing, Fox said, okay, we got you an air date. You're on Memorial Day. And I went, what? You're launching me on a long weekend on a Monday? Anyway, that was our start. We did really well. We didn't lose a time period for the next six seasons. In its third season, the show was the number one show in America. And that was the start of Gordon Ramsay in America. And so sometimes the crazy ideas, like Hell's Kitchen at the time, American Ninja Warrior at the time, turned out to be the best ideas. When I talk to young producers and in our own development, I'm always telling them to, you know, sorry for the cliche, but really think outside of the box, because that's where the next hit comes from. That's where it's going to come from.
Yeah, and if you think about, I mean, your example of I Survived a Japanese Game Show, it seems like if you had offered that up 10 years ago, they would say that would never fly. But there's also something called MILF Island that showed up on television.
Gosh.
That 10 years ago we would say, no, that's probably illegal to do at some point. And right. You just wait long enough and some of these ideas will find their time.
Arthur Smith has the new book, Reach: Hard Lessons and Learn Truths from a Lifetime in Television. You can catch him tomorrow evening, 6:30 in Brentwood at the Diesel Bookstore. And then on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove.
Arthur, thanks for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Arthur Smith, again, the name of the book, Reach: Hard Lessons and Learn Truths from a Lifetime in Television.
It includes a story about a Donald Trump show, reality show, that did not get made. We have Trailer Talk, a trio of trailers up on the website at Gary and Shannon, KFIAM640.com. That's where you can find our page.
Just wrapped up last night, as a matter of fact. Just wrapped up The Last Thing He Told Me. This was the Jennifer Garner movie based on a book that was on Apple TV or Apple TV Plus or whatever you want to call it. Very unsatisfying. I don't know if the book would have been any better. The nice part was it was just about seven episodes, so you could get through it relatively quickly and not have to feel like it sucked the life out of you. I was not impressed by it by the end of it. I thought there was going to be some great twist. I thought there was going to be the guy was going to return. I thought all of this was going to happen and they were going to live happily ever after.
Yeah, there was something with that show where I started it because I believe I read the book and it wasn't sticky for me. It didn't grab me.
Yeah.
I started Cruel Summer season two yesterday. Same thing. I loved season one, but it didn't grab me season two. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes people will recommend things for you and they'll say, well, you got to get like four episodes in.
Right.
And like, I don't want to waste 4 hours watching something that I'm like, nah.
I would even listen. I think one of the greatest shows that I've seen in the last several years
is Yellowstone.
Was it Making a Murderer?
You sure? You're talking about the Mindhunter.
No.
Oh.
But the original documentary, The Making a Murderer. Listen, the way that they edited that thing together, however many episodes it was,
the very first episode left you in such a cliffhanger that you couldn't not want to watch the second episode right away. Don't do the thing where the story builds slow and you don't see the bad guy, or you don't know if it's aliens, or you do until you get into the third or fourth episode. Stop it. Stop it with that. Well, there's too many other options for me now.
Totally. And I've been spoiled by shows like Making a Murderer, where you do have that adrenaline rush, or you do have that, what's going to happen? I have to see the next one. And so when you watch a show that requires patience, sometimes it's quite a switch, which we do not have now.
The update, by the way, on Jamie Foxx is hard to come by. I think last week we told you that AJ Benza was on a Dr. Drew podcast at one point, the entertainment reporter who claimed to have spoken to somebody who was in the room with Jamie and suggested that this was a cranial event, that not going so far as to suggest that it was a stroke or something like that. But let's not forget that actor Jamie Foxx has been in the hospital, hospital for 5 weeks now.
Well, and then there was a report on, was it the Daily Beast, that he was paralyzed at one point?
Yeah. And listen, I don't think that the Fox family owes us anything. They don't have to tell it. They can keep quiet if they want. But the idea that they have not been able to stop stories. I mean, for example, Variety has a story that comes out that says that they're going to expand their relationship with Fox, and they're going to both co-host a game show called We Are Family, a music show. Now, he went in the hospital April 12th. Yeah, we're approaching 2 months in the hospital. I wonder if these types of stories are going to continue, or if we're just going to finally see some clarification about what's really going on with Jamie Foxx.
Well, and that whole anti-vax fiction that's come up.
Oh, yeah, that this may have had something to do with, he didn't want to get vaccinated, but the union rules required him to get vaccinated if they were going to do this. Before we end, one more of these Where You At Wednesdays.
Gary and Shannon, this is Renee. I am listening to you in Santa Ana at King's Seafood Distribution. Mm. So basically, I'm in a facility with a bunch of dead fish and live oysters, clams, crabs, and lobsters. Jealous, I know.
Hey, Gary and Shannon, this is Mark from Orange County. I am an Uber driver, and I listen to you guys while I'm driving around Orange County giving people rides.
Those poor people.
Keep up the good work, team.
What a welcome to Orange County. Some tourist comes in. Anyway.
Who are these boobs?
We got others. Messages from New York and Utah and Hawaii.
New York City?
Well, yes. Cough, cough, cough.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.